That's right. We're here this afternoon, and we are going to be talking about Lake Greenwood here this afternoon. We are going to be talking about Connect Lake Greenwood, folks. That's right. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
I got it right. Okay. I've got Jimmy Payton here. How you doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Doing great. How's the volleyball doing?
Volleyball is continuing to go well. Hopefully, I've got a few more weeks in the, as commissioner for our busy part of the season, and I'm going to be back semi-retired again.
You think? Have you done a good job?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then probably they'll want you back again. Well, that's great. And I understand you were telling me you just had a big conference here in Greenwood.
We had two tournaments back-to-back weekends, and part of the tournament was located here in Greenwood, so I suspect the hotels are real happy with the business that we brought them. It went real well. We used the Lander, Erskine, the YMCA, and the 96 schools and for part of the tournament, and it went real well. Brought business to the community.
You know, that is one of the things that we're finding, isn't it, for Greenwood as an area. It's a destination, and for sports and smaller tournaments and this type of thing, we really have a good niche.
It really is, and more could come. We're just continuing to work toward that method.
Sure. Well, that's great. And then, of course, we have Tony Carreri here. How you doing today, Tony?
I'm terrific, Ann. How are you?
Very good. You're in real estate, Lakeland's Realty, in case you didn't know.
How is
real estate going?
Well, real estate has been phenomenal. The last few months, for the early part of the year, we've seen really, really almost unheard of activity. We're dipping back to 07, 08 type levels for activity. Haven't necessarily turned into sales yet, but we're getting there.
Okay. So that means that now would be a good time to buy.
Now's a great time to buy. If you're looking for the bottom, you probably missed it.
Probably missed it. Okay. Well, so you better jump on before it goes much higher.
Absolutely. We haven't seen price increases yet, but all indicators are pointing in that direction.
And I remember talking to you last year, and this was the beginning of the drone craze, and you were talking about being able to have a drone go out there on the real estate on the lake. How's that working?
Well, assuming we can get the FAA to get their stuff together and come out with some solid regulations that we can all follow and appreciate.
There's a big one right there.
Yeah. Generally, anything with three letters that's associated with the government tends to take some time. But there's some really exciting technology out there that we're trying to take advantage of that's really showcasing things in a new way.
You know, what I have been thought was so neat, like up there on the Great Lakes with the ice fishing and everything. I mean, you know, they got into trouble for doing this, but I still thought it was pretty neat. Using a drone to take out the beer to the ice houses.
Boy, you know, that's, yeah.
Yeah. See, you
that's,
know, that's, can that's you imagine use. Being out on Lake Greenwood and ordering up beer coming right out to your boat with GPS technology?
Well, we do that, but not with GPS technology. We just ride by Jimmy's house and put in an order and he'll come and bring it out to you.
But you don't have a drone bringing it.
No, ma'am. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet.
But won't that be neat?
That would be pretty great.
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome. But you guys came together last year with a great idea, Connect Lake Greenwood, and your first event was out there the 4th of July. In fact, I think we had you on right before that event last year.
That's right. We visited with you a few weeks or a month before that event, and appreciate that, by the way. That, I'm sure, helped us a lot.
Yeah. Well, how was that first event?
It was beyond expectation.
Okay.
I remember sitting with a small group of people, and we were trying to figure out, to my knowledge, it's the first event by land that anybody could access fireworks and music, stuff like that. So we were trying to figure out parking. We figured we could park probably a couple of hundred cars. So we planned on that, and then the boating, we thought, you know, maybe a couple of 300 boats. So we quit counting cars at 600.
There is a desire for an event, yes.
Huge desire, and the boat, DNR estimated of well over 1,000 boats. It was just a sea of boats from bridge to bridge.
There was lights on the lake.
It was lights on the lake, and it was phenomenal. I didn't get to see a whole lot of it scurrying around, but the pictures say a million words.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. So that kind of, I guess, would have, Tony, have spurred you on to do more things.
Sure. You know, and you know, to be honest, we manipulated that knowing that's going to be the apex of the summer. And that was going to be our event to come in and make a big splash, which we certainly did. And that has led to us gaining a lot of traction and attracting businesses and governments, local governments, to start taking notice and helping out. And we've got ourselves positioned nicely now where our whole goal was to bring attention and activity and excitement to the lake. And that's certainly happening.
You know, I think that's one thing. I think if people are new to the lake or to Greenwood, a lot of retirees and everything that come here, they're real excited about the lake. But if people have grew up on the lake and everything, they just don't see it the same, do they, Jimmy?
No. I basically grew up on the lake. My parents had one from the time I was 7 years old. So it is viewed different. And it's kind of interesting to hear some of the comments of the old timers that have been around for years and years. How they feel. Some like organized activities, and some want it to be that secret lake that nobody knows about.
Low key. You know, I think that one of the things is that the lake is really one of our biggest draws to our area. I mean, we've got great golf courses, we've got great climate, but the lake is that hidden treasure that needs to move forward. So, what's been happening, Tony?
Well, you know, you make a great point. And, I mean, if you think about this area and you take the lake out of it, you lose a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's not just recreation and boating. You lose a major environment or economic impact. Mm-hmm. That is a big economic force that I think a lot of people, especially the old-timers who've been here for quite a while, that don't really understand the economic impact that Lake Greenwood brings to the area.
Sure. So this is, and I understand, I think I just heard you talking about that the Heritage Corridor, they're going to, they're interested in helping promote with the lake?
They sure are. Kelly with Greenwood Tourism and Visitor Center, along with us and a few others, are working together to bring a promotional package for Lake Greenwood through the Heritage Corridor. And some of that information, we have a meeting next week. On Tuesday will be released of some of the ideas that they're presenting, which is really, really good.
Sure. So that's going to be exciting. Now, where is this meeting at?
The meeting's at Stony Point, and we're almost full already. That shows the interest of what everybody's wanting to know what's going on the lake, and we really haven't promoted it that much, been word of mouth. So it's on the 17th at Stony Point, 6 p.m.,
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and that shows you the level of interest when we've got it almost packed out.
Now, wait a minute. You said it's at Bermuda's Stony Point?
That's correct.
Well, maybe there's a reason.
Well, there you go.
Maybe. There you go. Yeah, no, social first.
Open the bargain.
Okay, all right. Now, Jim and Denise, you know, let's have a little green beer maybe for the evening.
I'm thinking that would be fitting.
Yes, it would. Jim, if you're listening, you know, it's time to start planning that. But yeah, St. Patrick's Day, and of course, a meeting about the lake. Now, what time is the meeting?
We have a social starting at 6. Meeting starts at 6:30. Included in that, after our presentation. Now, Kelly from Tourism's coming down. He's going to talk a little bit. We've got, hopefully, Phil Linder from the county is going to talk about the master plan. If he's not, I will. And several others. We got DNR coming. We got a gentleman coming to talk about boat maintenance to save you a bunch of money. So it's a lot of things that's useful for lake people. Yeah.
DNR, do not resuscitate. That's what you're talking about. Hey, I tell you what, I'm Ann Eller. We'll find out what DNR and all this other stuff is about. Hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back. If you've got a question, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, having a good time here talking with Connect Lake Greenwood. That's right. And, you know, the lake being such a great asset, one of the things that we want to make sure that you know about is that this Saturday they are cleaning up the lake. So, Jimmy, what's happening on the lake cleanup? This is something that happens every year.
Happens every year. They do a tremendous job.
We have people. I've worked with this before. I know you got people in the water. You got people on the land on that, and they'll be divided up into different areas. Correct.
Yeah, and they have different stations as you start at. Everybody ends back up at the state park, and we're gonna do it rain or shine. So even if it has a few drizzles on you, come on out.
Sure.
They need the help, and we'll get started and do a great job. And it's shown over the years is how much it's helped clean the lake up.
You know, in years past, I've known how many tires they take out of the lake. And, I really find this hard to believe, except for, I guess we could say, our old-timers that like it for fishing.
Right.
Yeah, catfish.
Yep.
But the tires, if we could just quit the tires, wouldn't that be awesome?
We'll take the Christmas trees, just quit the tires.
Yeah, exactly. They at least are going to dissolve over time, right?
Well, it's just, at least it's a natural thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The tires are rough. But, yeah, I understand that creates good fish habitat, but it also makes for a nasty lake.
Yeah, it does. Speaking of that, Tonya, what about the quality of the water at the lake? I know a few years ago that was a real concern, and how the water runoff and coming down into the lake and everything. How is the quality of the lake now?
Well, yeah, and you're exactly right, Ann. And we've seen tremendous improvement over the last several years. And that can be attributed to several environmental groups that are working Upstate Forever,
Preserving Lake Greenwood,
for two of them that have done a tremendous job in working on the water quality. And the best example I can give you, in most layman's terms, from the sandbar where we hang out just south of the southernmost railroad trestle, standing in waist-deep water at the sandbar, I could see my toes this past summer, and that was the first time I've seen my toes in the sandbar ever. So,
and this wasn't a weight thing.
No, ma'am.
No, man. So, okay, just
so yeah, that out there. The level of clarity and the water quality, and as Jimmy mentioned, which is technical beyond my comprehension, but they've really done a tremendous job, and the lake is in great shape.
That's good to know. And what about the level on the lake, the water level?
Well, you know, and that's a question we get a lot, and being in real estate, I deal with that a lot, and that's one of our bragging points, to be honest with you. Lake Greenwood, Lake Management has done a phenomenal job, which we follow the rule curve, which is mandated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. But we do have a lot more local control than most lakes, and they have been right on schedule with the drawdown, right on schedule with bringing it back up. And I think we're probably a foot and a half, two feet off of full pool right now. But it's been exciting. I have a little point that I watch, and as it gets covered up, I know the lake's coming up on schedule. But we're very, very, I can't even stress to you how fortunate we are here at Lake Greenwood to have Lake Management and to have the rule curve and have it followed strictly to where we can have consistent water levels here.
Sure. You know, it always amazes me how many people retire out here at the lake and just were, you know, some of those Yankees that come down here, you know.
We love those Yankees.
Yeah, but.
We love those Yankees.
Exactly, right.
Yankees call me.
Right. I'm actually a Yankee to begin with, too.
Oh, bless your heart.
That's right. I'm from Maine originally. But the fact that people from all over find Lake Greenwood and, you know, are looking for lake-type property, and they're always very impressed with our area.
Sure,
yeah.
It is.
I think it's phenomenal. I don't know how many people come into Sharp Facets and, and you know, well, how did you end up here? Well,
oh, yeah.
It was about a lake.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
well,
where it always starts.
I've challenged Tony, actually, to do one of his videos to do some of these interviews, because it is fascinating to listen. How did you find Greenwood out of the United States?
Well, yes. Yeah, and of course, we've been there, done that. Lisa and I moved here in 2006 from Northern California, so
Well, you're the other coast.
The internet
wow.
is a beautiful thing. Yeah, I can't even claim to be a Yankee. I'm just a wacko.
Wacko from California.
Relocated wacko, but I've had years of therapy, so it's all good.
2006, you say, yes?
2006, yes.
Okay.
Left California right before I came crashing down.
So you've been
down,
here
yes.
8 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I guess we've had an effect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. That's great. But that is one of the things that always amazes me. And you know, you've got to give a lot of kudos to our tourism department
sure.
for getting
Absolutely.
The names, Kelly McWhorter, Lindsay Burns.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't even have the Symetra tour here if it wasn't for Lindsay and her speed date that she had, seriously, you know, with, what's his name, Mike somebody,
yeah.
With the Symetra tour.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that story.
You didn't know that story?
I'm sure I will through June.
Yeah. But it was a speed date. You know, they had 5 minutes to talk about Greenwood, and she went in there and told them about it, and they were interested, and then it led from there.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it is through the tourism, and if we didn't have such an active tourism group, we wouldn't be as ahead of the curve as we are today.
Absolutely. I was actually on a conference call with Kelly in the Heritage Corridor this morning, and it's very exciting how the county tourism department, Lawrence, and everybody's working together to help the lake.
Well, it's certainly great. You've got the cleanup coming up on the 14th. You've got an informational session on the lake on St. Paddy's Day, the 17th, right out there at the links of Stony Point. Now, you said it's full, but if somebody wants to come?
Yeah, you know, we may have some people standing around, but have them come on out. We do ask that they register, because obviously if it gets over too many, I don't think the fire marshal will let them in. So we don't want them to drive out there and have to stand outside. So just have them register if it gets probably.
And how would they register?
On our website, and the link connectlakegreenwood.org. Connectlakegreenwood.org.
So it's a nonprofit.
Nonprofit, yes.
Okay.
Everybody's salary of all of our donations go 99% of it goes straight to what we're doing for people on the lake.
Well, now that brings us to another interesting question. How are you guys doing then?
Well, from this time last year, we had zero.
We're 100% better.
We're doing well, because I think the folks that see what is the wheels turning is that we're doing well in the county. Thank goodness, invested some money in the program. We're thankful to Carolina Pride, who will be the presenting sponsor for Lights on the Lake this year.
Fourth of July,
and they stepped up to the plate along with our gold sponsors. Tony over here to my right is a gold sponsor, Lakeland's Ace,
right,
and Lawrence Water and Sewer, and they're our fourth gold sponsor. It's not been accepted yet, so, but we're doing extremely well. Our hope is come in coupon books and membership that we have. And that's a new fundraising program that we basically are saying, hey, if you like what you see and you like what we're doing, step up to the plate and donate a little bit. And in return, we'll give you some perks. And we've got a $1,500 worth of coupons from local businesses all in the area that we give back to the folks that give.
Sure. So that's a big, big program. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and when we come back after the news, because I think people will be real interested to hear all about that. But talk about events coming up. You've got the Crappie Masters National Tournament coming up the end of March.
It's actually this weekend. Oh, last weekend. Yeah, they had it.
Okay.
What? It's the date, or the date is wrong on there.
Okay.
The date's wrong. It was last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about Camp Fellowship Benefit Concert?
That has been moved, but everything else is correct.
About the Symetra Tour.
Right.
I know
I know that was planned, yeah.
Okay.
That was on and going.
That's kind of on and going.
Yep.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking about, and I'll try to get my information straight when we come back. We've got a calendar here. Evidently, I'm a little off.
Yep.
But, hey, we'll be back in just a moment. Right now, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are talking Connect Lake Greenwood, and we're talking all about the things going on. You know, if you enjoy the lake, and I think at some time or another we all enjoy the lake, you ought to see about supporting the lake. And they just have developed a fundraiser that's really fun and easy and gives you so much back. Jimmy, can you tell us a little bit about this?
I sure can. And what we wanted to do is offer something that everybody could participate in and help us. Now, in our organization, we still have a free membership, so they can join and get information just like everybody else. But if they like what we're doing and the events we're putting on, the information we're putting out, the connections that we're doing, bringing everybody together on the lake, support us. There's several levels that you can go in at. We call it the crew level is free, obviously, which gives you information. There's a lieutenant level that everything by the Navy at $25, and for that you get a coupon book that's worth $1,500. So one coupon can pay your donation. Really what we wanted to say is make a donation and we'll in turn give you a perk, you know.
So, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and it goes up to $50. You get two coupon books and your name on the website. And then if you're an admiral at $100, and quite a few people are doing that for us, you get four coupon books and a Lake Greenwood T-shirt, very unique, and a parking pass, a VIP parking pass to our events.
So, no, it's the VIP parking pass. That probably is
that's the seller, yes. I would imagine, especially when we were at Camp Fellowship last year at Lights on the Lake, and you wasn't one of the first 200 cars, you were parking out a good half a mile away.
Wow.
But everybody was very nice, walking very calmly, had all their seats and everything, and just, you know, because we had only planned for one bus, thinking we wouldn't have over a dozen cars out there, but... The bus ran out of gas and we ran out of room.
Well, I think that's great. So how do people go about getting these?
Several ways. The easiest way is just online, connectlakegreenwood.org, and you can sign up there, register, you can pay online, or you can drop a check into the mail to the chamber. That is a tax-deductible donation, and the information's there. We are going to have these at a number of businesses, but since we've just got everything printed, we haven't got those out for the businesses yet, but you can get them online.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So these will certainly help you out. Now, is this just for people that have businesses at the lake, or where do all these coupons come from?
No, these coupons come from Clinton, Lawrence, Greenwood, surrounding area. The majority of it is actually off the lake. There's only about a dozen businesses on the lake, and they're participating. But the majority of them are off the lake, and there's just people that want to help. And there's some good coupons in there, very good coupons. So, like I said, any one of them could pay for your donation. So hopefully it'll be a good perk for them, and they'll be willing to help us do what we're wanting to do, which is serve people, helping them out.
Well, this sounds like a great thing. So just go to connectlakegreenwood.org.
Correct. Okay. And under the membership link, it'll explain exactly what we have. Or you can stop by one of the chambers, the Lawrence Chamber or the Greenwood Chamber, and they'll have the information there also, as the coupon books. If you sign up, we mail them out to you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this is a good way to help out. It's a good way to help yourself as far as that goes. Now, going back to the calendar, I think I have my information straight now. Okay, coming up in May, it is the Symetra Tour, the Self-Regional Healthcare Classic. And, of course, yours truly will be out there on the course interviewing and doing what she did last year in even a bigger way this year. But May 7th through the 10th. Now, what exactly are y'all doing?
Well, we are helping with music and fireworks as part of the Symetra Tour And they do such a great job with that. Jim and Denise out at Stony Point do such a phenomenal job. It'll actually be our kickoff event for the year. And we're going to have music, which will be actually on the elevated tee box on the 13th hole, which is out at the lake. There will be a couple of tiki bars out there. And then we are actually
going to have a music on the barge.
Actually, the music's going to be up on the tee box.
Okay.
We're going to be firing off fireworks from the barge.
From the barge, okay. You can thank me for the fireworks.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
because Jim Bedford was here in studio. We were talking about, I think, Woofstock, and he was talking about how great it was going to be. And I said, well, what about the fireworks? And all of a sudden he goes, I guess we'll have fireworks. So that's going to be pretty neat. I mean, hole 13 is going to be very awesome this year all the things that are going to be going on. Now, I guess people will be able to come in with their boats.
You can come by boat or land. Actually, he's building stadium seating, which is for, obviously, the golf tournament, but they'll be there for the people who want to come in and park and watch by land for the music and the fireworks, and obviously by boat also. Yeah,
music will start up about 6 o'clock right after tournament play stops, and then fireworks about 9:30 or so as soon as it gets dark. So it's going to be a really fun event.
Yes, and that will be on Saturday night.
That's Saturday, that's right, May 9th.
So
Mother's Day weekend.
Sunday, of course, is the final day. That's Mother's Day, the big buffet, and the final day of the Symetra Tour. You know, Jim, yes, last year said, go big or go home. This year, I think it's bigger, bolder, better. One of those three-word combinations. I believe he has done it again.
He's done a great job, and we're looking forward to it. I couldn't even remember everything that he's got going on for the golf tournament. There's a lot of stuff going on.
It's amazing he can remember.
Yes.
That's what Denise is for.
Yeah, well, it is going to be a phenomenal event. And, of course, one of the big changes that they made for this year that I think is going to make it a lot, I'll use the word, more better for people, is you'll actually be able to park right out there at the links.
Right.
So you won't have to take a bus in, and if you're ready to go, you just can get to your car and leave. If you want to stay and leave it parked, and they'll have, understand they're even going to have golf carts and shuttles taking them out to hole 13.
That's correct. I believe he's got that plan.
Yeah, so that's going to be very, very awesome. So that's coming up. Your next big event, after you've had the pre-event there at the Symetra Tour, you're going to do fireworks again, huh?
Sure. Yeah, and that's our premier event. We'll see what the flotilla brings. But at this point, that's certainly, we're looking forward to that as our premier event. And with the learning curve from last year and the funding that we've got in place, and we're expecting bigger, bolder, better to steal Jim's term.
Well, you know, I was just wondering, are you going to have barges for parking?
You know, that's
yeah, there
great
you
idea.
Go. Hey, I'm thinking.
You know,
thinking
you're a
troublemaker.
You're a
troublemaker. I am. Yeah, you can put the cars on the barge and then take them out in the lake and then bring another full one out there. I can see it.
Yeah, that's with the VIP level.
Sign up for
we're going to bring in an aircraft carrier.
carrier. There you go.
Bigger, better, bolder.
Okay, well, see, you guys are with the program here. So that's on July 4th, and you said that's July 4th this year is on a Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, Saturday, July 4th, and come on out early, because some folks came out last year at the last minute and couldn't even get under the bridge, so come on out and enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. There's we're adding more vendors for food. There's some exciting stuff. I'm not sure we're going to let the cat out of the hat yet until it happens. But there'll be a showstopper for fireworks.
Showstopper for fireworks.
Yeah.
All right.
If we can pull it off.
Okay, well, now the
insurance company will tell us that.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, we're going to take a break now, and I'm going to find out what the showstopper is. I may be gagged when we come back, but hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Okay, we're back. I'm Ann Eller. I have promised not to say a word about what is going to happen You may notice that the end of my pinky is no longer here. Yes, I am pinky-less right now, but sounds like it's going to be fantastic, and I will keep a secret at least for a while. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with what you guys are talking about for the 4th of July. And, you know, that is such an important date with the birth of our country and celebrating our freedom and everything. And to be able to put together a great event like this, I think is pretty awesome.
We're excited. Yeah, if weather cooperates, it'll be unbelievable.
Now, just out of curiosity, what if the weather, because that's 4th of July, that's right before the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise.
Correct. And what we've done is we have set up a tentative rain date for 2 weeks out. So the Saturday, I believe we'd be doing the Saturday 2 weeks from the 4th of July, should we get rained out. And that call is up to the guys working the sound equipment and safety guys and all that. But hopefully we'll have another beautiful day with 0% chance of rain, which is so bizarre around here.
Yeah. We want to put our request in.
Put
it in early.
Yes.
I would say if you're coming to this event, which we're already having inquiries about it and registration stuff, so you'll have to sign up online, especially for by land.
Go ahead and go to connectlakegreenwood.org. Do you have information about that?
The 15 event information is not up yet. We're still working out some details of what we have to put up. But the registration is there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And if y'all let me know, I'll be sure to put it out there so people will know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we've got that on the 4th of July. And then it looks like August 22nd, the Burton Center Poker Run.
That's correct.
How do you have a poker run on the water? Come on.
That's actually changed to a boat ride or something. You can't call it a poker run anymore.
It's a boat ride where you pick up cards and you get together at the end of the boat ride and everybody shares their cards.
Yeah.
Why not? They now have passed that nonprofit thing,
Something about collection of money and, I don't know, donations or something. But they did a great job. We helped them. We helped promote it last year. Burton Center did it. It's for a great cause. I forgot how much they raised, but it was a significant amount of money. And we're going to help them again this year.
Okay. Yeah. So will it be on the lake?
It'll be on the lake. Information will come up soon. Still working out a couple of details on that, but that'll be on our site also. And they can register on our site.
Yeah. You know, what's one of the biggest things that y'all think that the lake needs? You know, I know you're talking about a master plan and what the future is, but what does the lake need?
My two cents is a area that folks can come to the lake and enjoy the lake, where they do not have a boat or they do not have friends on the lake. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you'd call that, an activity area.
Community park,
so to speak. And we may talk about this in a little bit, but on the master planning, that was one of the highest ideas that came out of the meeting. Something where people can go swimming, they can go fishing, they can put their boat in if they have one, they can camp, they can picnic, and an area.
Well, except we have the state park. So how does that relate to with the state park then?
I think there has been some talk about us working together for a specific area. I think the state park is non-alcohol, and their venue, I'm not sure they have a swimming area now, where they used to have it. I'm not sure. I've been told that they don't have a swimming area. So it is something like that.
Yeah.
So there's voiceless discussion. That's about as far as it's gone as I did.
Sure. Well, they do need an area where, you know, that with sand and, you know, area to be able to play and have a good time.
Yeah, and one of the things that we try to focus on with Connect Lake Greenwood is trying to give the people a voice. Absolutely. And that's why we encourage people to register so you can have a voice with what happens on the lake. And Jimmy had sent out some surveys to our database, which is getting fairly extensive. And so we had to ask that question, what do you want to see on the lake? So the response that we got, overwhelmingly, the top was restaurant.
A nice
restaurant. You know,
I think
patio
we even
dining.
Need a hotel out there. You know,
yeah, that's been talked about as well. And there's some some discussion about that, and I wouldn't be surprised. I'd say 24 to 36 months out, the face of Lake Greenwood will look a lot different when you're coming in.
That would be a good thing, and having that area to be able to family to be able to go out for the day and this type of thing.
And the lights on the lake really highlighted that for us. I think I don't think either of us or any of us for that matter realized the amount of people that came in by land. As we said, we were took by surprise and storm, but the families that came in that were enjoying the lake that probably don't get the opportunity to do that very often was really exciting.
Sure, it's kind of like the parks here in Greenwood, you know. Yeah. You know, when the first idea of doing West Cambridge Park, everybody was like, well, do we really need it? But then you can't drive by West Cambridge Park and not see people out there enjoying it, swinging blankets, just out there having a good time.
Well, I think that's what the master study, master plan is going to accomplish, is find out they're doing community meetings, stakeholder meetings, that's coming up in the near future. So Phil Lender's doing a great job heading that up with the county, and we're working close with the organization from what we do, from our perspective, to make that a huge success.
So when will you have a master plan completed?
Fall of this year.
Fall of this year?
Yeah. They're predicting September they'll have proposals come back with what to do.
And who to pay for it.
You know, that's always a question when you start doing stuff with the to have public areas and this type of thing, is how to pay for it.
Right.
And there is only so much lake property. That's the other problem, isn't there?
Oh, sure.
How much lake property is there out there, Tony?
Oh, boy, I wish I could answer that. There is a lot of lake property and a lot of lake property owners. You know, if we can get one-tenth of them to join up with us, we'd be in great shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's another aspect of it. But then going, this must be September 7th, I hope. Am I going out on a limb? Is this the flotilla is supposed to be coming up? That would be Labor Day?
That's Labor Day weekend.
We certainly have that on the calendar.
Okay.
We're pushing for that to happen. It hasn't been around, from my understanding, in 10 years or more.
I think it was more.
But we're going to have a music event on the lake, and connected with that, we actually assigned a subcommittee that actually did the flotilla back in the years.
Right.
And they're going to start working on it now with the details and plans. So we're excited that we're bringing that back, and we'll have some more information soon concerning that. One thing that I will mention, I'll back all the way up to April, maybe late this month. Something that I think is needed from a person that drives on the lake at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put, it's probably going to be a Tony and Jimmy show. we're going to install safety lights on the trestles. So when you're driving from a navigation standpoint and a safety standpoint, you can see it, because if you're not familiar with the lake, you could easily find a concrete pylon real quick.
Yeah, and they don't give. Yeah.
They don't give.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy, because that was one of the original things that we wanted to touch on with this whole organization was safety and issues, infrastructure type of issues. And as another one who's out at night a lot, those railroad trestles are very hard to see until you're right up on them.
Yeah. And I will say this, there's been some concern that we're putting spotlights up. No, it's literally a commercial landscape solar light. So you can see it from a half a mile away, but it's not going to blind you at night by any means.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. Yeah, I think that's great, because a lot of people use the lake at night.
Yes, they do.
You need to have that safety issue there. Now, one of the things that we didn't really finish up talking about, you're going to have at this meeting coming up on the 17th, maintenance on how to maintain your boats for those that have boats.
It was interesting that we've had quite a few people say, you know, I'm either not familiar with what to do with my boat or stuff like that, but we have a local mechanic. Yeah, I'm sorry. That said, you know, I've done some classes and I'll do something, and I can save people a lot of money by telling them some tricks of the trade.
Sure.
So, you know, we figured we'd give him some time on the meeting, which is going to be interesting.
And St. Patty's Day next Tuesday.
St. Patty's Day next Tuesday, yeah. So we're doing a social from 6 to 6:30. Come on out, meet your neighbors, meet the leaders of our Gannett Lake Greenwood. which I will put a plug in right now. From my perspective, we've got some of the top movers and shakers in the community on our committee, and they're doing a great job. And we're going to have, DNR is going to be out, Kelly with tourism. Hopefully Phil Linder will come out to discuss the master plan. It'll be me.
You'd rather have him do it, right?
Yes. Only so much I can say.
But that's going to be out at the links at Stony Point, and people need to register. And you can register at connectlakegreenwood.org. They've got a lot of people that are going to be out there, and it is St. Paddy's Day, so just think about it. The link, St. Paddy's Day, and a meeting on the lake. What a great time that's going to be.
I love it.
Well, Tony, thanks so much for coming out. I hope your real estate business is going to be good this year.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your plug.
Absolutely. And that was Lakeland's Real Estate?
Lakeland's Realty.
Okay. And what's that telephone number?
LakelandsRealty.com.
Okay. And what's that telephone?
543-SOLD.
Okay. Well, it's sold. I like it. And Jimmy, thanks for coming out here today. And thanks for all the work that you do with the volleyball. That really is an awesome part that you brought here to our community.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm retired financial planner, but that's part of my retirement.
Exactly. Hey, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Make sure you check out Lake Greenwood, connectlakegreenwood.org. All the things going on, they're doing an awesome job. If you're out there at the lake, you want to make sure that you keep our lake beautiful. Don't forget, this Saturday, March 14th, 8 to 12, they are going to be cleaning up the lake. It's a great project for you. And bring the kids along. Make them do a little work. It'll be good for them, too. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.